Subject: marriage versus affair. Hello, Shirley and Steve. I've been married for 38 years. The first 10 years were happy years. I found out that my husband was on drugs, but I still loved him and convinced him to go to rehab. He did go, but rehab didn't work for him because he didn't want to change. Years later, he had a stroke, which I believe stemmed from drug use. He recovered without severe damage. I still live with my husband, but don't love him anymore. I stopped loving him years ago. 1 year ago, I met this man, and I'm still seeing him. He does know that I am married, and he's not. I really like this man. The problem is, I found out that he is on drugs, too. When I found out, I thought maybe I could help him, since I had some experience on this illness with my husband. I know he has to want it for himself. My problem is that I just don't want to let go. Please help. Well, why don't you just divorce your husband and be with this guy? Could it be because being with him is pretty much like being with your husband? To me, you're really having an affair with your husband. I'll say it again. Your husband and this guy that you're having an affair with, they're pretty much one and the same. I mean, that's why this letter doesn't make sense to me. As soon as you found out this guy was on drugs, too, as you say, you should have been out. I mean, where do you find these guys? Where? I don't know. You say you thought you could help him. You're not a drug counselor, okay? Stop doing this. You're not a drug counselor. Help him do what? Didn't you try this with your husband? My question to you is, what are you having an affair for? I mean, you may as well stay with your husband. They're both the same guys. Steve?
You're having an affair with your husband. I'm digesting that right there. Let me get on to this here. Marriage versus affair. First of all, marriage versus affair. Both of them shot. You've been married for 38 years. The first 10 was happy. So what you're telling me is 28 years of unhappiness. That's what we're talking about. You've been married 38 years. Let's just say you got married when you was 18.
Okay.
She 56? If you get married at 18 and been married 38 years?
Yeah.
Oh, let's say you got married at 20. Mm-hmm. Now you 58. I'm just assuming you got married early. You've spent the majority of your life miserable. So 28 years to discover that, guess what? You don't love your husband anymore. Because he was on drugs. Now he done had a stroke. You washing him and all this here. He ain't had no severe damage, so he went to rehab. Now he better. Then a year ago, you met a man. You start sleeping with this man. You try not to say that, so you just said, I met this man. I'm still seeing him. We all know what that means. He does know that I'm married, and he's not. I really like this man. Problem is, I found out he on drugs, too. Ugh. So now let's get down to the real problem. Why are you attracted to junkies?
Yeah.
What is it about a junkie that just do it for you? Is it sometimes when they sweat, they look masculine to you? What about the jitters when they shaking, when they don't get the fix? What is it about a junkie that's so attractive to you? Is he always looking around? You like that nervous twitch his eyes have? What is it about a junkie that you are so attracted to? The problem in this letter is your selective process is completely needs to be revamped. You really need to look at making other types of decisions. You need God to help you make a decision, because you keep picking that same type of man because for some reason you don't think you deserve better. And then you do what a lot of women do. You all are such nurturers. Nah, you won't nurture. Always want to help somebody back to health. You can't help every damn body. And as your first husband proved, everybody don't want your help. You can't make a dude go to rehab and do it unless he want to do it. You can want it all you want, but it ain't going to happen. Why do you keep going trying to fix these men's lives when you really ought to focus on fixing your life? What is it about you that makes you so doggone attracted to all these sorry ass men? These dudes is on dope, and you too old for this. You in your 50s. Who the hell still on drugs in their 50s? Who are these dudes? Yeah, man, you can spot a 50-year-old dude on drugs rather easily. Sign number one, he ain't about nothing. Sign number two, he ain't got a lot. Because dudes in their 50s, dudes when they get in their 50s, man, they trying to get to home plate. You know, they trying to get their life really for real, man, because they starting to face immortality. People they used to know at family reunions and class reunions, they don't see them no more. They gone. You know, you start thinking about this, man, when you hit 50. But your dudes is 50 and doing damn dope. Where's these dudes?
Where'd she find them?
What's wrong with you?
Where'd she find them?
Are you at the rehab? Are you a counselor at a rehab center?
She's not a counselor.
And you keep falling for men? Where you work at? Do you work at the transportation company that take the junkies down to the rehab center? Is you the pickup van at the prison? Where do you work?
Right.
Where the only man you meet in your 50s is on damn drugs. Do you sell drugs? It's these customers. How you meeting these men?
I don't know. Where's she getting them?
So confused here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.